Wait a minute. Because we got a new season in the building. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new season. Yeah. And another episode of the Black Men Win podcast with your boy Tyler Pie Guy. Listen, we are starting off season 4 right. Listen, I'm super excited for season 4. We are here. We are in the building. First of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for tapping in. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, it's been an amazing 3 seasons, and we are starting off the season right. Listen, we got another interview. You feel what I'm saying? We got another dope interview for you today. As per usual on the show, we are about to bring him in. And as you already know, as the first question on the docket, we're going to allow our guest to introduce themselves, to gas themselves, and let the people know who they are. Go ahead, brother. The floor is yours.
Oh, snap. Yo, I'm Super Saiyan Santi. I am a co-partner, co-owner of All Gas, No Breaks podcast. You can find me on Instagram. That's one of the most active, at Super Saiyan Santi, but primarily at AGNB podcast, at AGNB podcast. That's where I'm at, man. And you can stream us anywhere.
Yes, sir.
You can find me anywhere, but stream us, man. Don't worry about me. Stream what we doing. Stream what we doing. We doing some crazy stuff, and we represent the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, real hard, yo.
Hey,
we
man. Want
everybody to know about what we're doing with content creators, businesses, and entrepreneurs.
Hey, man. Shout out to the DMV area, bro. Listen, I met Super Saiyan Santi, Mr. Santiago, at this beautiful conference. I don't know if y'all know about it. You know what I'm saying? It's called the Afros and Audios Podcast Festival. You know what I'm saying? It was just one of the best podcast festivals that I think happened this, you know, over in 2020. You know what I'm saying? That happened in 2022, you know, last year. But I met Santiago, and literally it was like I saw him, he saw me, we started to chop it up. And making great conversation. He picking my brain. I'm picking his brain. He giving me. Let me tell y'all this. Santiago and my girl were the first ones to sit here and say, bro, do reaction videos, bro. Do reaction videos. You know how to get it? Do reaction videos. I'm like, what you mean reaction videos? Now, when I looked at, you know, what I did beforehand, and I did a reaction video, you know, about me going to Honduras and seeing Payless and Radio Shack.
I saw that.
Honduras, right?
I saw that.
Right? That reaction went crazy. Over 400 and something views and everything like that. Mm. 1,000 views. And I'm like, wait, okay. So just starting these, you know, just starting to do these little reaction videos, I seen the numbers. And I was like, Okay. Yeah. Santiago know what he talking about. You feel what I'm saying? Again. And this is not just on a podcast level, right? But it's making sure that you are kind of branding yourself and your podcast and your platforms in a way that will bring people in, you know what I'm saying? And you tailor it your way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, you
and
do.
And what I didn't, and this is the crazy thing, what I didn't know is that I was following Santiago even before we even got to the podcast festival, bro.
The marketing has been working.
I was like, wait, hold up. I've been following y'all for like months, and I didn't even know this was you. I was like, bro, get out of here, dog.
How like, you like the just, content? How you like the content?
First of all, the content is hilarious. I'm like, I pretty much like y'all post the most on Instagram. Like, one, as soon as I jump on Instagram, y'all always have something ridiculous, funny. Like, you just be like, these. But it's hilarious. But the content, right, is getting that click. You feel me? But also, once you get that click, it's meaningful content that you guys have. You feel me? Y'all have a great job at marketing, bringing people in, and then once y'all bring them in, whoa, this is great, meaningful content. And I just want to give y'all flowers, you in particular. Just because you're doing such a great job at it, you know what I'm saying? Again, you have put me hip to some things that I am privy to and I'm thankful to. You feel me? Not just on the social media side, but other, you know what I'm saying, podcasting things as well. So we just want to give you a flowers, man, and give you a hand clap. Yeah,
it's been a journey. It's been a journey, man.
Nice.
It's been a hell of a journey, bro. It's been a my wife always tells me, write a book. And a lot of people always say, write a book. But I understand why books are important. And I do plan on writing something, but I've yet to reach what I want. That's the reason why I won't do it. But I have things there. I'm not at all where I want to be and where I want other people that are with me, you know, to be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, once I do that, then I know I'm good. And then I'll go writing it. I want to go speak to people and teach other people how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's it.
And watch it happen before my eyes. That's my goal.
And that's the and that's the thing about it, bro. And that's why we wanted to join the Black Men Win podcast. Listen, we got a few questions for you. I don't think they're hard questions. I always don't think they're hard questions, but I also am the one asking the questions. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't think there are questions, but they're thought-provoking questions, right? So we get to our second question. You know, we ask our guests, like, I believe when it comes to Black men, we are moving in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? We are moving towards a path of, you know, finding ourselves more internally, right? More less than externally, right? You know, the consensus for so many years, decades, generations has been the Black man is a monster. The Black man is this, the Black man is that. And because we have heard that for so long and kind of been fabricated into our culture and into our lives, that has spilled into a lot of things that, you know, kind of shouldn't be happening. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of a lot of the historical stamps that have been placed on Black men. Uh-huh. Now, I talk about these five areas when it comes to Black men, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and emotionally. These, I believe, are the five Ferris wheels of the Black male mind. These is what we as not only men, but as I believe people handle. I think as Black men, I've seen and come to understand myself that we kind of tailor to the first two in the physical and the financial and kind of privy off the latter three. I have seen also a kind of increase in us kind of trying to bring those latter three back into the forefront. What I want to ask you is, do you think we are moving in the direction of kind of working to try to bring all of those into unison? And also, do we need to put more time and effort into the latter three to gain more of the physical and the financial?
And what are the latter three once again? You mind telling me the latter three once again?
Absolutely. Emotional, mental, and spiritual.
Emotional, mental, and spiritual. That's a very loaded question.
Absolutely.
However, I've thought about this many, many years ago in my past as a young man. I'm older now. I believe as Black men, we are moving in the correct direction. Unfortunately, there's some of us that have not been awakened yet, and that's just life, because there's some Caucasian men that are not awake, and there's some Caucasian men that are awake.
And talk about it.
You know, it's not like there is not a difference between the black and the white man in America. But to answer your question, we're awakening up. We've been awake for a very long time. And what's occurring is that nerdy is cool.
Ooh,
and now that that happened, we're waking up even faster. Because the guy that felt that he had to be tough and macho bravado, but inside, he wanted to watch cartoons.
Be that nerd. Yep.
Wanted to, you know, rock the
stage. Yeah.
Make sneakers, maybe even.
Yeah.
Those opportunities have been open to us. And with the internet, allowing us to not have to wait for anyone to say, yes, you can do it.
Right.
And sell it and create it. You know what I'm saying? We are now doing that. And a lot of us are. Unfortunately, like I said, some are not awake, but who's to blame for that? You know, now, if you never got computer to your neighborhood, internet or a cell phone or any of those things, any way of getting information, I give you a pass.
Right.
But if the information's ever touched your hand, you don't get a pass from me.
Talk to him, Santi.
Because it's available to us.
It is.
And then for your five, you know, I guess standards, like it reminds me of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever read that, Maslow has food, sex, and water being the beginning. If you don't got that part off, you can't go to the next level. You can't go to, there's other levels. And the top level, trying to meet at the top of the triangle, is self-actualization. But there's another level upon that. It's called self-transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just, everything is above, you know, that you're even trying to figure what you are.
Right.
You are. You just know that you are.
Right.
So, yeah, it's your question. I feel we're doing great, man. I feel like we're pushing forward. I feel like the blocks that were there from when I was younger, they ain't shit no more.
You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Like, someone don't like me. Someone don't want to make me move in a certain category.
Right.
I could find a way around that right now.
Talk of shit, because I've been feeling the same way. Listen, you know what? As much as, you know, even our community kind of shuns the light or kind of dims the light down on us a little bit sometimes as well. But
our community.
Our community. Mm-hmm. But even as a totality of America, I do believe black men are moving in a great direction. I do believe we are.
I want to say one thing that you said. I don't want to lose this point. And I'm like, should I tell you this? But I'm going to tell you it. If they fear us like they fear us, that should empower us even more. If they fear us the way they fear us, or they behave like we are, we have to realize what the fuck we are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that means I'm really not at my potential. Because I don't got to do it that way. If I'm a monster, I remember like Space Jam, Monstar. I'm a monster. Like, I am,
facts. I
am a monster. Facts. Like, I call my son little monsters. They're my little monsters. And I'm like, y'all big. And I treat them big. And I see the way my son walks. He walks big. You know what I'm saying? I give him dinosaurs. And, you know, I know how everybody feels or whatever. But I give him big things, like, to make him feel large. So we large. And if it's that fearful of us, man, that means we not even know we're not even a percentage of our percent of our potential.
I'm loving where this interview is going already.
Man, if I get 2% increase, 3% increase, I celebrate, man. Because that shit's hard.
That is, I be trying to tell people, I'm like 1% a day. Do y'all understand? 1% a day.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell me that. And I had to look in the mirror and say, you know what? You're right. 1% a damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Every percent count.
Every percent. And it's a positive percent.
It's a positive. It ain't a negative percent. It's a positive percent. First of all, here's the positive percent. You woke up this morning.
Amen. Let me tell you, when you get to my age, and I'm not that much older than you, but I am older than you.
Right.
A lot of friends, like, I wake up, and they're like, yo, this dude died. That dude died. That dude died. And I'm like, you kidding me? And these are my close friends. And it's not from violence. It's not from, it's just in their sleep.
It's just because. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's scary. It's so scary.
No, I don't be scared of that. I be like, I'm going to go so hard that when I wake up, I know I'm gonna be in some promised land.
Oh, of course. You got to.
Yeah, I ain't paying for that. Fuck it. We're gonna go. We're gonna go hard, yo.
Of course. I think for me it's always a fear because I'm like, damn, they went so quick. Damn, they went so young. Yeah. But then I'm like, to your point, I tap in, you know, once that thing get over, you know, I get over it, whatever. It's like, all right, it's time to tap in because now they looking at me from above. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know, so when we have lost, especially in the last, we can go right. To your point, we can go family, you know, or we can go as high as celebrity. You know, if they impact you in any way, it's going to be a way like, damn, I gotta go harder. You know what I'm saying? That goes into our third question.
Yeah.
Generational patterns. What have you seen in some generational patterns over the years? You being a father, you being a black man who has, you know, worked in corporate America and now have, you know, been running a successful business in this current climate. What have you seen black men's generational patterns in a positive and negative way kind of shift in this space?
Which space are we speaking of? Content creation or?
In the space of the
time that we're in.
Yeah. It's in the space that we're in right now. Where have you seen kind of our generational patterns in a positive and negative way kind of shift in this time from maybe 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, man.
Because what I think people don't understand, Santiago, is that 20 years, things changed.
I'm gonna tell you, I was around 20 years ago, and that's what I'm saying. But I was a young man,
right?
20 years ago, but I wasn't that young. I'm in my 40s, so anyway, I was a young man, but I was in my early 20s. I was in my 20s, so I was feeling good. I was strong, and when I looked at other people, and I still feel the same. Sometimes I forget how old I am. I don't even go front. I forget my birthday all the time.
Because you don't look. You don't.
I don't care. I don't give a goddamn about that.
Just want to let you say. Just want to let you know that you don't look 40, my brother.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but I be in the gym. I be getting it with them and everything. I don't care. But anyway, long story short. So in the 20s, when I was watching men that were older than me, they were still coming out of the 80s and the 70s. A lot of those men. So they still were in that slow 70s bop in the 80s, and hip hop was taking over, but not everybody was gravitating to hip hop like the youth. The older crowd was still in their doo wop and all that, while the youth and like my uncles, they were kind of Tribe Called Quest, but they were still talking a lot of more preachy black power. You know, I feel like it hasn't changed. I feel like it got better in a sense that I don't feel like there's no negativity in the time that we're in right now. I feel this time right now, everything is so positive because we're taking advantage of every opportunity. Like, that's what I love about my show. We interview people that is out there doing. You know what I'm saying? So I met a young lady that don't work. She teaches other women how to do makeup online. And she trains them how to do it. And she's a brown-skinned girl out of Atlanta.
That's dope.
When would that have been a time when a brown-skinned girl said, I'm going to stop what I'm doing, teach these people, and she has everybody as her fan base.
Right.
Men, women, black, white, green, purple, they all her fan base. She figured it out. So right now, I feel like it's positive because if you was getting it in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and were paying attention to what was going on in the elements, you should be taking advantage of a way of monetizing and monopolizing.
Ooh. I ain't got nothing to say. That was a great answer to me. Cause honestly, the fact that we definitely have to see more of the positive. You feel me? Stop harping on the negative in a sense, right? And we know the negative is gonna come. Life is gonna be a bitch, right?
Always.
Period.
Fuck her good too.
Yeah.
Make sure she loves you.
You know what I'm saying? But we also have to understand, listen, And I say this, the blessings outweigh life's kicking ass. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah. If you continue to move forward and move in your purpose, you feel me? Hey, a little stumble here ain't going to hurt you. You got to learn from it. That's it.
Learn from it. Don't stumble again. And if you stumble again, that's your fault.
And that's, you know, it. Saying? That's
because you're not going to catch me twice.
Right. Facts.
You know, I'm sorry. Big facts. That'll hit you one time. That's all you.
Yeah, my mom only gave me two strikes. Two strikes, you out.
That's it.
It was never three. See, people used to say three, and I'm like, three.
Not in my house.
Yeah, right. I was like, my mama, she ruled with an iron fist. It was low key once.
Yeah.
Because it was twice.
Because your mom let you go, he might have slipped. But you don't slip. And my mom, I'll tell you what, my mom was tough. Rest in peace, my mother. I lost her 4 years ago. Hardest thing in the world to do is losing a parent. Let me tell you, especially a good parent, like in your life. That's a tough one.
For sure.
But I felt like it was a learning period and a little time to learn again. My mother, even at her deathbed, told me, yo, you better go hard. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of lost my point just thinking about her, because I don't talk about it too much. But
love to moms.
We doing well, man. Life is tough. You know, it's hard. I can't lie and act like it's not. I'm a dark brown skinned man. You know what I'm saying? When I walk into a room, the ideology, whatever. But you don't know. And they don't know because I'm in your room.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we gotta stop worrying about them, worrying about when we walk into the room and all that. Fuck that.
Right.
You in the room too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just gotta remember you in the room too.
Right.
That's it.
That's right. That's it. That's really it. Question four, because I think, and this is a great one because you're a dope father.
Right? Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm trying, man.
You're a dope dad. And the notion of black men not taking care of their kids is a very disrespectful notion that I don't tolerate. Personally, because two of my co-hosts on my other show, our fathers, you feel me, and our stepfathers, and great ones at that. You feel what I'm saying? And so, this question is tailored more for the next generation, because it is for the next generation. How do we as black men continue to enhance and foster them? You know what I'm saying? Especially with, you know, you, what do you have? Two boys?
I got two boys.
Two boys. Right? There we go. Two young black men in the making.
My man, yo. That's
man,
my
two growing boys in the
and
making.
And I'm not done.
I know you.
I'm trying to make a whole squad. And I gotta get a girl.
You gotta get a girl out of there, man.
Spoiling the hell out of her.
I know you are.
Spoiled.
So with that, like, how are you? What do you think we can do? As the fathers, right? We're the new fathers. We're the teachers. We're the uncles. We're the godfathers now. We're the ones that they are now looking up to, and learning from. How can we be better for them?
Learn how to be better for them. Before I had my son, I was nervous, of course, like anyone else would be. And I deep dived into books on raising kids, on having a son, on the birthing process. I even watched videos of birth and the birthing process, what I'm to do.
You watched the birth.
Yeah, I watched birthing. I learned about the time frame it took to go to the hospital, what you should watch out for.
That part is okay, Santi, but you gonna watch it? Just all raw and everything.
Ready. I've seen it too.
And that shit is just, let me tell you.
It is the most amazing, phenomenal experience you'll ever have in your entire life.
I you know what? And I pray and hope that I will. But seeing it on the video like that, it was not.
You don't get it when it's not yours.
Absolutely.
That's why. But if you just watch what's occurring, don't worry about who it belongs to and none of that. But when it's yours, and it's your head coming out of that joint, And you touch it and you cut the umbilical cord. Like I was in.
You was in there.
Everything. I watched it all. Yeah. I was for everything. I would say, man, study about how to be a man, how to be a father. Look at books. You know, I learned from, like, you know, my pops wasn't there like that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to read and I had to figure out, and I wasn't going to be behind the next dude. And I'm like, if the library got books and they got somebody that wrote that and somebody published it, there's a reason for it. So let me at least give it a glance and just learn. And from learning that, I'm enjoying fatherhood because I knew about how long we had to go to the hospital when something happened. And when I was in the meetings with the doctor for the exams, I was asking the doctor questions. She's like, "Oh, that's next month. And that's next trimester." She was telling me, you know what you're talking about. Like, I'm like, yeah, I understand.
You ready?
I'm ready, doc. Go. So to the point that my doctor I had the same doctor give birth to both my sons. You know what I'm saying? Because of preparation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the doctor was so nice. Like, my son was like, boom, she turned his head and he was out. Some people have, pregnancy is like scary, dog.
That shit is scary. Yeah. That, so, it looks, it's all the.
No, you can lose a life. You can lose a life.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I say all that to say that, to ask you a question, man, get more involved as what a man is. But then, you know, my wife would say there's gender inequalities and all that. Look.
Right.
I'm not knocking no one hustle, but I see myself as a he, him, his. And with that, I study about he, his, and hims. And that's
right.
And I'm a man. So I'm going to look at what that feels like and what that should look like, at least projected outside or even for myself.
Right.
You know,
talk to me a little bit real quick. Just a sub question off of that. Talk to me a little bit, because I loved you talking about, you know, you just studying, learning, reading, being there, just active. Talk a little bit about being an active father. Even when yours wasn't around, in a sense.
Yo, man.
Talk about what that looks like for you in that headspace.
Let me tell you, one of the things you said about, you know, people think that men aren't good fathers. I want to bring up a topic. It's not that they're not, that black men aren't good fathers. We came from a time where we were separated from our women, and we have to throw slavery in there. That's a thing. And it,
absolutely.
And it, and the reminiscence of it, the tail end of it, is still within some of our DNA. And that's a real thing. There's studies on mice being treated a certain way. I want to go all into that and how that remnant stays with the lineages of mice for so long. And that's at the mice level. That was lingering for a while, and it's over, and we're having bad relationships because of it. That we were just not relating well. I have a lot of friends that are stepfathers and fathers of divorce, out of after divorce and remarried, and they're damn good fathers. Like, I got one of my best friends. He got like 4 or 5 kids, all of them in college. Make sure of it. All of them had everything they needed. If they needed to go to private school, they went private school. And my man was a regular guy, worked with his hands. He wasn't no wealthy guy. He just busted his ass for his children.
Right.
I got a couple friends like that. So there, you know, it's, but the relationship was bad. So that's going away. I think that whole stigma is going away because more men are we're stepping up in fatherhood. And even some women have learned to relate better with the other person.
Right.
So we're doing well. We're doing well.
Y'all are.
And then your other question was, I'm sorry, your question.
No. You answered it. That was it. Like, just being active, because that notion has been a notion for a long time. I lost my dad when I was 12, or I lost my when I was 11 or 12. But I appreciate that.
It's tough.
But he was as active as he could be. He was a heavyset man. He smoked a lot. In the sense of cigarettes, so he was in and out of the hospital a lot more in the hospital, and he lived in Florida, right? So every summer I would go down to see him. So he was as active as he could be. You understand what I'm saying? And I took that for what it was, right? And I always felt like, you know, active fathers as much as, you know, you can say that you're around. I always believed in action speak louder than words. You got to show it.
Yeah.
You got to show up. You got to be there. And I think your sons will always remember those first moments with you. You feel what I'm saying? Those first those times with you. You know what I'm saying? You're creating them right now. And so that it's an amazing thing to see, you know, fathers active, becoming more active, you know what I'm saying? Realizing, you know what I'm saying? Women letting fathers becoming more active. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing to see. You feel what I'm saying?
We have to grow past some of those times, man. We went through those pains for them not to have those pains.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We got one last question on the docket. What does black men win to you? What does black men win mean to you? When you hear that phrase, black men win, what's the one thing that comes to your mind when you hear that?
Right now, because I'm reading a book by Reggie Lewis, Why Do White Guys Get to Have All the Fun? I would suggest reading that book. If you haven't, he was one of the first black millionaires in the 80s.
Got you.
In the 80s, a billion.
I've heard of Reggie Lewis, yeah.
Yep, he learned to flip businesses. He started buying and selling businesses. That's what he would do. Oh, and he comes from Baltimore in the hood.
Hey, okay.
You know, so black men win to me. I bring him up because in his book, he's like, I wanted to show us that it actually is not hard to gain wealth in this country.
Absolutely.
Stop thinking it's hard to gain wealth in this country. So that means that to me right now. Black men win is we're winning because we've learned that with all that heartache and all that strife and all that pain, and I smile at it because it ain't shit, man. It actually made us tougher.
Right.
It is hard. Even that gully kid on the street that's out there popping caps, he going hard.
Yeah, he is.
He's going hard, dog.
Facts.
At 14, 13, yes, 12, yes, whatever age. And that's, so if he's going that hard, and I could be going just as hard with the knowledge I could spit back at anybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I'm doing right now.
Absolutely. Listen, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, man. Hey, bro, you done gave us a great interview. You done dropped some gems on us. You feel what I'm saying? Let the people know where they can find you, get connected with you and everything like that. People, you know, from the DMV area, how can they get on the podcast? You know what I'm saying? Let them know, Santi.
Man, to get on the podcast, hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up or even on email at agnbpodcast@gmail.com. At agnbpodcast@gmail.com. You get me there. But if you go to Instagram, for real, just go to Instagram, message us, we answer. We have it's a few of us that run that page, so we answer and we'll get back to you. Let you know we do, yo, it's, you know, you gotta pay to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We sustaining families over here, but you can follow me at Super Saiyan Santi. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere. But primarily check out All Gas, No Breaks podcast. We everywhere. You can stream us anywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Podbean. You name it, you can stream us. We on everything, man. And I want to shout you out, man, because I've been watching the reaction videos to the food. I'll be digging it. I'll be like,
hey, man. I see it. Listen, I want to thank you, man. You put me on and It's just been up from here. So again, I want to thank you, brother.
Are you sharing it everywhere?
I am sharing it everywhere.
Okay. Even YouTube.
Oh, not YouTube. Not YouTube.
Gotta go to YouTube now paying for shorts. And so it's Facebook. So you know what I'm saying?
I don't use it. I'll probably do YouTube because I'm not using Facebook. Facebook is whack. And
it is, but then now they also started paying. If you can, my thing is, I know some are better than others, and I have friends that tell me.
Oh yeah. But I always tell people whatever platform works for you,
work it,
grow at it. And I know for me, Instagram, YouTube has been okay. I'll try it out a little bit more, but Instagram as of late, and then TikTok as of late. Yeah,
I guarantee you're probably doing really well on TikTok. I'm not following you on TikTok. Hit me up.
No,
on TikTok.
Not yet. I got you. I got you. Definitely.
We need to connect on TikTok. Yeah, I'm doing. I do a little something on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I post. You know, every video that I make on there, I post, you know, I'm trying to.
It is a, remember what I was telling, we're talking about it. It's nothing but a creation tool.
That's it. And once you put that in my mind, I was like, okay, it's only a creation tool to be used for this. And I'm like, all right, go. And it's just been going ever since. And my thing is this, I always look at the Kevin stages of the world and the Kevin Hart's of the world. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, I'm like maybe like one, two notches below them. I'm like, and Kev on stage posts at least once at a day. That's just on his page. Not his fan page, not his this and that. And I'm over here like,
all right. That's a team.
Oh, of course. That's a team.
But
he was doing it by himself.
At first. And then there was a burnout. Exactly. There had to be a burnout. You know, I handle, you know, other content creators. That's what I do. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. He posts 6-7 times a day.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't work, and he has everything he wants.
Yep.
So, you know,
post I was that like, all right.
Get tired, and then you'll get a team. And you don't need a lot of people. You can get two people.
No.
Two more people is all you need.
That's it. And I was like, we going to get there. We going to get there. But again, Santiago, we thank you for coming on the show, my brother. We appreciate your energy on here. And listen, thank you for being our opener for season 4.
And guess what, man? Shoot me this, because I'm going to put this. I'm going to share this.
I'm on my platform. I got you. I'm going to shoot an email. This will be out more so in 2023. So I'm going to shoot you. When this is out, I'll shoot it out to you.
And then I'm gonna get you on my show.
Oh hell yeah! I gotta be on AGMB. You feel me?
And then I want you to come down though.
Oh, I gotta come to the DMV. I ain't been to the DMV area in a long time, man. It's been about 10 plus, and right. I was young.
You need to come down. I can't stack a party all night, but at minimum, you can come to the spot. At the studio with us. We party out there. But you take your girl out to DC, have a good time.
DC. I'm gonna make her come. Bet, man. Listen, we thank you, Santiago, again for coming on the show. And we thank everybody for watching and listening. Listen, if you love the podcast, follow the podcast on Instagram, BMW Podcast on Instagram, the Black Men Win Podcast on Facebook. Also, follow the THC Media Network. You feel me? We are on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. You can follow us there for all updates on THC Media and whatever we got going on with the business. Again, season 4 is here. If you would like to be a guest on the Black Men Win podcast, shoot me an email. You feel what I'm saying? Tyronza@gmail.com. We'll have everything in the description, and we'll have Santiago's links in the description below as well. All right, because this has been another one. We out. All right, y'all be good. Stay easy, be breezy. We out of here. Peace.